The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's hump day. So why does it feel like frump day? Are you barely making it through the week with no energy to speak of? That's all about to change. Welcome to Transforming Health with Brad King. Get ready to live with the vitality, youthfulness, and abundant energy you've always dreamed of. Now, here's your host, Brad.
Hey everyone, why are so many people sailing at half mast these days? And worse yet, how many of them have been living this way for so long? Well, they don't even remember what optimal health and vitality even feels like anymore. Too many individuals suffer from a condition, and it is the condition of acceptance. They're guilty of accepting their less than healthy status as the way it is. Well, unfortunately, they don't know any other way to be. Well, not anymore. Welcome to Transforming Health. I'm Brad King, your host, and this is the platform that helps change lives one body and one mind at a time. Why in the world would anyone ever accept mediocrity when we can have so much more? Have you ever wondered how relationships affect our health and how our mental and physical well-being affects almost every facet of every relationship we ever engage in? Do you look at other people's successful relationships and wonder why they succeed when you tend to struggle just to maintain a healthy relationship from day to day? And have you ever poured everything you have into a relationship only to be met with indifference? And if you're looking to reclaim the power to become more effective in your relationships, whatever those relationships are, and you want to learn the keys to making this new life a reality, and if you're looking to take your health profile to the next level, yes, healthy relationships are an integral part of a sound body and mind, well, you will not be able to afford to miss today's guest expert. Relationships, they are what define us as human beings. Could you imagine keeping everything inside of you with no one to share it with? One of the fundamental needs of human beings is having someone you can share your dreams with, having somebody to confide in, someone that will actually listen to you, even if you don't want them to offer any advice at that specific time. Anthony Robbins once said, some of the biggest challenges in relationships come from the fact that most people enter into the relationship in order to get something. They're trying to find someone who's going to make them feel good. And in reality, the only way a relationship will last is if you see your relationship as a place that you go to give and not a place that you go to take. Too many people take. If you had to choose one thing that would inspire your life and your cells and your body to wholeness, what would that one thing be? Well, obviously, if you pose that question to a physician, you would most likely get a very different opinion than if you pose that question to a poet. Although there are multiple influences that affect both body and mind, healthy, intimate relationships with sound communication skills are the answer when it comes to optimal health, happiness, longevity. Today's guest is one of only six American Florence Nightingale scholars. She's an award-winning nurse advocate and an integrative health practitioner, and since 1977, her visionary work has been dedicated to improving the quality of healthcare delivery and patient advocacy through a Harvard affiliate hospital. For 20 years until retiring, although you would not know that by looking at her, she retired in 2008, she hosted a nationally syndicated cable TV show called Woman to Woman, which explored all topics of interest to women with a special focus on her specialty, which is relationships. Please welcome the best-selling author of an incredible book, and this is someone I've become a fan, actually a raving fan to. The book is called Changing Behavior, Immediately Transform Your Relationships with Easy-to-Learn Proven Communication Skills, back by popular demand, someone who I am very proud to now call a friend, Dr. Georgiana Donatio is with us. Dr. Donatio, how are you doing?
Well, I'm a little overwhelmed, Brad, from that fabulous introduction. Thank you so much. And you know what? Right back at ya. You are probably the most, I think the most pleasurable host I have ever had the pleasure in the past. I've done a lot of media and about 30 years worth. I have never been with a host, and I've also been with, Barry Nolan from Hard Copy, and you have got to be the best host that I have ever had the pleasure of experiencing. So right back at you, I'm a big fan as well.
And Dr. Donatio, your check, as usual, is in the mail.
Thanks.
So listen, I have never done this before where I've had a guest and I've had them back within a few months. Usually I wait a minimum of 6 months to have a really good guest back on the show, and I've had you back within, I think you were on the show within 3 months or the last 3 months, but we've had a lot of people asking about you. You've really changed a lot of people's lives. You really opened my eyes to a lot of things as well. So I had to have you back again, and the last time you were a guest on my show, the hour went by way too quickly. As you know, we spoke about this afterwards. So for those listeners who, let's say, missed our first interview, and shame on you if you did, you can go back and listen to it. Let's bring them up to speed. Why, first of all, did you write this book called Changing Behavior? What is so different about this book compared to other communication or relationship books that are available?
Okay, well, those are two questions, and I'll try to answer them succinctly. First of all, I've been a health practitioner for too many decades that I care to identify, but for many, many years, and I have seen so much suffering, so much unhealthy, unhappy, really struggling lives because of things like divorce and conflict and job stress and family problems and dysfunctional relationships. And in the work that I've done for these many decades, what has been so exciting is to really identify what causes people to become chronically ill. What is it that is going on in our lives that is actually causing our illness, causing our unhappiness, causing our suffering? Because once you identify what is doing that, you can change it. And so for me, the reason I did this is because it's very clear that, in fact, we need to have ways and skills and tools and knowledge to change our relationships. In addition to that, I came from a fairly dysfunctional family that, in fact, we did not have good communication skills. We did not have good relationships. So there was a real personal drive for me in all of that. And as it turned out, I've spent over 30 years doing research at the Boston hospitals and other parts of the country with this particular information that is found in Changing Behavior. So that's what motivated it. As far as your second question, you were saying, why is it that, it's so difficult for us to have healthy and happy relationships? It's very difficult because we're not given the skills and the tools and the knowledge to understand what it takes to create healthy, happy, respectful, and interdependent, not codependent, interdependent relationships. It is important what Tony Robbins said about best relationships are when we go to give, but we also need to be able to exchange. So the best relationships are where people are giving and receiving, and that's what makes a really healthy and successful relationship.
Let me ask you this, Dr. Donatio, because there are groups of people that will verbally extend what they want in a relationship, or they'll tell you things like, hey, I love you and you mean the world to me. And then there are those that will do that, but they'll also show how much they care about someone through actions. I kind of consider myself as both, but I'm really an action-oriented person, whereas if I really care about you and we're in a relationship, I'm going to show you. I'm going to do things that show you that I care about you. What do you find are really the differences there in terms of healthy relationships? If you have someone that expresses themselves more in words or more in actions, or does it have to be the two of them that come together, or does it completely depend on the person?
Well, Brad, to tell you the truth, it doesn't matter. What really matters in relationships is, do the two people that are having the relationship understand each other? My husband was a very close to the vest guy. You know, he was raised from a totally different background than I was, and I'm Italian, so I'm very expressive and very oral and touchy-feely and huggy-kissy type of person. Where he was a very internalized person. He did not show his feelings. He did not express them, either physically or verbally. Now, that is not a problem. What is a problem is when the two people do not understand each other, and they're sitting there on the other side of the relationship saying, I don't think she loves me. I don't think he loves me. They don't do love the way I think love should be done. That isn't what love looks like to me. That isn't what caring feels like to me. So it's not a matter that there's a right way or a wrong way. You could be close to the vest. You could be, most men in general do not express their feelings. They do not articulate them or verbalize them. And many of them don't even express it, you know, in a kind of a, you know, a hands-on way,
right,
except maybe during intimate relations. The point is, it doesn't matter how you express it. What matters is, does your partner understand and know who you are and what things mean to you and how you show love?
Okay, you know what? We're going to cut it off right there, because that is so important what you just said there. So it's really about expressing what your feelings are to that person so they understand you more specifically and you understand them, because that's the only way you could really have what we would call a healthy relationship. Let's discuss that as soon as we come back, because I think that is often a missing ingredient. Exactly what you said, you know, people define what they need their own way, but if they don't express that properly or the other person doesn't understand it, then that person is never going to feel fulfilled. And let's find out, how do you fulfill your partner by understanding what their needs are? I think that's the most important thing. As soon as we come back, we have with us the one and only Dr. Georgiana Donadio. The book is Changing Behavior. You're listening to Transforming Health with Brad King, and we will be right back. Don't go anywhere, because we will find you.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner.
Take us on the go. It's even easier now. The Voice America Talk Radio Network has launched our mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market to download the app powered by Aircast. It's free and no registration is necessary. In minutes, you could be enjoying your favorite Voice America Talk Radio host, no matter where you are. In the car, out and about, while traveling, or anytime you can't be close to your computer. Catch up on the archives you've missed or discover new shows on the spot. Search Voice America at your favorite app store.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. You know, every time I have this guest on, and this is only the second time, it always flies by so quickly, and you know, all of a sudden I look at the time and I go, oh, we have to go to a break. No, 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 please, please finish your sentence, and we always get cut off. It's just the way it is. Hey, have you ever found yourself, you know, thinking about others or reading stories about others who seem to have everything that you don't, including, you know, an incredible loving relationship with their friends and their family? And their significant other. I mean, wouldn't you want to be the person that others read about and want to emulate? And the question is really, what is stopping you from being that person, from attaining all of that? Because our guest today says you can. Effective communication is the foundation of any great relationship. However, changing how we behave towards one another is often easier said than done. Do you find yourself getting defensive or angry or frustrated or hurt easily by others? Do you feel as if your partner just doesn't understand you? And if you are one of the people that actually answered yes, then you're far from alone. The truth is, most people don't communicate nearly as well as they think they do. But with the right guidance, anyone can become a masterful communicator, which is bound to enrich all areas of your life. There is no greater time to make a change that will transform your life for the better than the here and the now, because within you really is the power to make your dreams a reality, to have effortless relationships in every facet of your life. You just need to find the right tools to guide you there. And today we're going to share with you the secrets to developing and creating your own magic formula to creating abundance and health and passion and joy through effective communication. Please welcome back the best-selling author of Changing Behavior, Dr. Georgiana Donadio. And Dr. Donadio, you know, you have said that how we learn to adapt to our environment, what outside events or stimulation feel safe or threatening to us, or how we view the world we live in, what our beliefs and values are and so forth, all of these things play a role in how we learn to behave towards others and really to ourselves, and that these factors also influence how we learn to communicate. So, with so many outside influences, how do we adapt, or should we adapt to a relationship that is having communication problems? What do we do?
That's a good question, Brett, and it's really very simple. It's all about what do you really want to do? What is your desire? What is your intention? What do you visualize? What is your vision for yourself? What do you want for yourself? What are you willing to act upon? Before the break, we were talking about the fact that in relationships, a lot of times we think there's a prescribed way. You know, we were raised in a house where this is how love was shown. We were raised in an environment where this is how a man or a woman communicated their feelings to one another. And if we get in a relationship with someone we love and we care for, but they're not acting or being or loving or doing things the way we think they should because of our environmental upbringing or our environmental stimuli, then that's when we start to have problems in our relationships. Expectation is the death knell to relationships. When we begin to have expectations of who someone is or how they should act or what love looks like or how we should behave towards one another, there are certain conventions, of course, that we all agree to about the respectful way we're supposed to treat one another, but there isn't a particular way that something looks. However, because we're raised in insular little environments, when we're children and we're raised in families that have behaviors and have communication skills and or a lack of communication skills, we come into our adulthood thinking this is how it goes, this is how it works. But when we open ourselves up and we realize that we're billions of people on this planet, each one was raised and influenced and conditioned differently, and we all have a different idea of how things look and how things feel and how things are expressed. So if we start off immediately, and I say to your listeners, when you leave this the show today, the next person that you come across, if you can stop the noise in your mind and the judgment and the expectation, if you can just be with that person, looking at them, listening to them, and appreciating them, you're going to realize that maybe your expectation or your idea of who they are or how they should be shifts. And this is what we do in our important relationships, in our intimate relationships. When we stand still and stop the noise of our conditioning and the fact that we believe something should look this way or feel this way or be that way, all of a sudden, it's like going to a new country. We're there and we're receptive and we're open and we're excited. Because I don't know if any, if you've ever had this, Brad, but you know, if you separate from someone, you can, you know, be in a relationship, and if you separate from that person, and all of a sudden, 6 months later, you meet each other again. You see each other with new eyes.
Right.
You're open, you're receptive, it's different, it's new, because you're not bringing the same anticipation and expectation that you had before. And this is how we should approach every single relationship in our life every day. And that happens to also be the secret of very successful marriages. If you talk to people or listen to people who've been married for many, many years, they'll always say is that every day is new and that you don't have expectations and you don't have these rigid ideas about your partner.
You know, that is so powerful what you just said. Is stop the expectations, because I've been guilty of this time and time again, exactly what you're saying, and I think most people probably, you know, can relate to what we're talking about here, because we do bring our own stuff into the relationships. Like, I think I'm a pretty good person, I think I bring a lot to a relationship, but at the same time, I'm thinking that person should be doing a lot of what I'm doing because I think I'm pretty good at this. And yet when they don't, I do exactly what you said and start thinking, well, why don't they care about me as much as I care about them? Why are they not reciprocating the way I reciprocate? So that's easier said than done, because if the majority of us are doing this, bringing our stuff and our expectations in, how do we stop? I mean, I know there's a lot more to it than just stop the noise in your head. How do we learn to understand our partner more?
Well, we have to take a step back, Brad. That's the most important thing. See, what happens is we're all very self-absorbed in our needs. If we wake up in the morning and we say, okay, you know, it's my day, it's my schedule, they're my needs, I need, I want, I'll do. Most of us get up in the morning and it's all about us. What happens in relationships is we're in our little orb, we're in our little kind of Idaho, as they say, and then we start to interface with another Idaho. If we want to be loved and we want to be cared about and we want to be treated in a very positive, loving way, we have to be willing to bring to the other person what we want from them. I remember when I was growing up, I used to hear, you know, be the person you want to fall in love with. So in other words, if you want to have somebody who demonstrates love in a particular way, then you have to demonstrate it that way without expecting them to do that. After a period of time, they will start to reciprocate that as long as there are no demands and as long as they're not expected to do it. So in other words, what I'm saying is we train each other in relationships. When people are together for a long time, they train each other, not by demanding or talking about it, not by saying, this is how I do it, this is how you should do it, but by being the example, by actually bringing the very thing that they want to that other person. In changing behavior, we talk about treating other people the way you want to be treated. Now, you know, that may sound like, oh, the good neighbor thing, but you know, when you're in a relationship, whether it's a child of yours or a business associate or a partner in intimate relationship, it doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter if you live with them. You have to bring every day this new sense, this new awe, and this new respect to that relationship.
You know, I'm listening as if I'm not the host of this show, because I learned so much from you, and I find it, you know, I find an hour just isn't enough, because this information is so important. And you know, here I am trained as a nutritional researcher and putting together these formulas and helping people heal from the inside out that way. But what you do is equally as important from a completely different perspective, because if you cannot have healthy relationships within your life, then you're no better off. I mean, there's a lot of illness and dysfunction that ensues on a cellular level when we're not able to communicate properly. So, I mean, a lot of your research must have pointed in the direction of the relationship between health and healthy relationships.
Well, absolutely, Brett. Just to share with you, I'm a clinical nutritionist. I have my master's in nutrition and practiced for many years. I don't practice nutrition anymore. I practice whole person care, because what I know is that nutrition is really just a metaphor. The way people eat is just a metaphor for the way people feel. And the way people feel is really based on how much value and acceptance and appreciation they're receiving during the course of their day. So if I don't feel good about myself because my boss treats me bad or because my mother doesn't love me, that's going to affect not only how I feel, it's going to affect how I eat, how I think, how I sleep, how I live. And so you're absolutely right. I mean, in the many years, I started off in nursing many years ago, and I've done different kinds of, you know, educational things, and I have a bunch of degrees in healthcare. But what the most important thing is, and we don't understand this, relationships is the most important component in our lives that affect our health. And in the book Changing Behavior, we talk about this. We talk about the studies from Harvard, and we look at all the statistics. What we know is happy, healthy relationships dictates how well we live, how long we live, and how happy we are in our life. So I can't emphasize enough as a health practitioner to my patients, because I'm still in practice, I cannot emphasize enough how important it is to take a step back from our own, and I'm guilty of it. I mean, we all do it. You know, we get caught up in our needs. We get caught up in our wants. We get caught up in, you know, our satisfaction and our gratification. What we have to do is take the step back. We have to look at people in our lives as these unique and separate individuals that we want to be intimate and we want to be loving with. When we change, in the book we talk about, you can't change other people's behavior. You have to start changing your behavior. So when we change our behavior, when we change the way that we go out in the world and we seek love and we seek fulfillment in relationships, everything changes.
You know,
because
if I treat you in a certain way,
the likelihood is you're going to treat me the way that I treat you.
Right.
And it's
such
a fundamental thing that our culture has completely lost. And within Changing Behavior, we talk about the cultural reasons, the mid-1980s, what happened to us, how we've changed, how we've become, you know, very, if I can say it, neurotic. I mean, most of us are running around frantic, frenetic, where we're just, you know, over the top with time and work, and we never have enough leisure or enough relaxation. We've gotten crazy as a culture here. So the point is, and I'm talking about the U.S.
We're going to actually have to go out for a break right now, Dr. Denadio. We're going to come back. Let's talk about this a little more, and let's also talk about couples. You know, how do we deal with, you see these couples that have, they have their first child, and all of a sudden their relationship starts to fray, they start to move apart, and they become almost rearers of the children. They forget about what drew them together in the first place. Let's talk about that as well, and what couples can do to come together and create the best environment for themselves and their children.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back with more of Transforming Health with Brad King and Dr. Georgiana Denadio, Changing Behavior, right after these messages.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how LeafSource can help you, visit www.leafsource.com.
Are you living your vital life? One that is showcasing you at your full potential? There are many issues that stand in the way of most people achieving their full potential. We will discuss these issues and how to overcome them each week on The Vital Life, Awakening Your Full Potential, with host Dr. Carolyn Coker Ross. Living the vital life often requires that we trust our own intuitive voice and that we view illness or life challenges as calls to action to reconnect with the deeper urges of our spirit or soul. Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Love is the most sought-after emotion in the universe, but can such a thing be explained by science? Well, according to the latest research, absolutely it can. I wrote about this in a book that I actually had a very good friend of mine, and my co-author was Dr. Michael Schmidt from NASA, and we wrote this book called BioAge, 10 Steps to a Younger You, and in that book we talked about relationships as one of the chapters to literally slowing down, even reversing biological age as we know it. And we spoke about this incredible Boston University researcher who is originally from Harvard. His name is David McClelland, and he set out to unravel some of the health effects of love and intimacy through many, many years of his studies, and he uncovered that some of the effects can actually be quantified. And him and his colleagues discovered that people who pursued relationships without excessive anxiety or fervor had much stronger immune systems, and those who prioritized relationships also suffered from fewer and less severe bouts of all kinds of illness. And further research looked at three different groups of people who literally had strong or weak immune systems. And they looked at a group of immune cells called natural killer cells, or NK cells, which are really the sentinels of our immunity, and they're responsible for eliminating things like cancer cells and microbes. And they found that higher natural killer cell activity was seen in people who had much stronger relationships. So the take-home message is really clear. In order to benefit on all levels, relationships have to be very real in every sense of the word. And that's what we're discussing today. We're learning through simple, proven strategies how to facilitate lasting change and to experience new levels of fulfillment, collaboration, or intimacy in our relationships. And Dennis Waitley once said, if you believe you can, you probably can. And if you believe you won't, well, you most assuredly won't. Belief is really the ignition switch that gets you off that launching pad. Our guest today is Dr. Georgiana Donadio. For 20 years until retiring in 2008, she hosted a nationally syndicated cable television show called Woman to Woman. It explored all topics of interest to women with special focus on relationships. So please welcome back the best-selling author of Changing Behavior, Dr. Georgiana Donadio. And Dr. Donadio, we're talking about so many important things today about, you know, there really is no right and no wrong way to go into a relationship, and we really have to learn to understand the needs of our partner. And I love what you said before we went to the break, that you bring into a relationship that, or you bring to that relationship what you really want, like what you want to make so much better within that relationship, and you bring that to your partner. Now, that is sometimes easier said than done. So I want you just to talk about that a little more. But how do we bring to the relationship something that is going to make it that much more powerful? What do we do? Where do we start?
Great question, Brad. I just want to say this, that none of us do anything unless we're motivated. We have to be motivated. And usually when we're in relationship, the motivation is to be loved. And if we don't have that motivation, if our motivation is to be right or to be in control or to dominate, then we're not going to be motivated to do what we need to do to change our behavior. And, you know, I can tell you because I'm a senior, so I've been around the block a few times. It's more important for us to examine what our motive is. I realized at one point in my marriage that it was about being right for me. I wanted to be right. I needed to be in control. I didn't want to have to admit that, you know, some of my behavior was the way it was. This is what most of us do. We would rather be right. We would rather be in control. And until we are willing to look at our intention, look at what we are really about in that relationship, we're not going to be able to take a step back, and we're not going to be able to bring to that relationship the behavior from ourselves that is necessary to shift the relationship. So the first thing we have to do is we have to examine, what is my motivation? Why am I behaving this way in the relationship? So that is critically the number one thing. We have to look at, what do we want? What is our intention? Why do we behave the way we do within the relationship?
But aren't people normally going to answer that with, my motivation is I just want to be loved. I just want to have a more fulfilling relationship. I mean, isn't that kind of universal?
Well, of course, but the problem is that we can all say that, but we're not willing to examine our behavior. I'll give you a for instance. I know this couple. They're married. The woman, she chased the man, and, you know, he married her, and they have a baby, and the marriage is falling apart because her behavior, if you were around them for a half hour, you would not want to be around them much longer. Her behavior towards him is very clear that she is frustrated that he doesn't display to her the way she wants it, love on her terms. Now, if you asked her, she'd say, oh, I just want to be loved. I love him. I'm a good wife. You know, I'm doing my best. Most of us are not aware that we are in some way demanding or trying to demand from another person that they behave the way we want them to. So even though we may say, oh, I just want to be loved, I just want to be loved, what is it? What is love? Love is respect. Love is acceptance of the other person. This is so important. When we love other people, we accept that person. We don't try to mold them or make them over or change them. We are present to them for who they are. And I'll tell you this, and for the women who are listening, they know it's true. When you give a man a long leash, he comes running right back, and he's sweeter than ever. And I got to tell you, when you try to control something, and this is the same thing is true with a dog, if you have a pet, the more we try to control, the more we try to get what we want, the less we get what we want. So we have to meet our partner with tremendous acceptance for who they are, how they are, and then we have to display the kind of behavior we would like to see back.
Okay, so Dr. DiNatio, you're talking about assumptions. Assumptions, you know, really are the termites of most relationships. So when you talk about don't control a person, accept them, how do you define the people? Because you just used an example there about, you know, you give a man a long leash and he'll come back to you. I agree with that. What about the women? And there's guys that do this too. But what about when you don't have that trust in a relationship or when you're constantly jealous?
I have to tell you something, Brad. If people sat down before they, you know, coupled up or got married or whatever, and they said, okay, I'm gonna show you mine, I want you to show me yours. And what they're talking about is, I want you to tell me what makes you feel loved. What behavior, what word, what action, how do you feel loved? What is it that I have to do? Do I have to bring you flowers? Do I have to make you dinner? Do I have to look you in the eye and maybe just touch your face? When we start to share with each other what we need, this is the advice I give all of my husband patients, because men will talk to me a lot about their wives and about women. And I say, look, here's the thing. I'm going to give you the $1 million secret. When in doubt, hug her. It doesn't matter if she's throwing things at you, if she's screaming, if she's yelling, if she's angry, if she's crying. You go up to this woman and you put your arms around her and you don't say anything. Because what you've done in that action is you have anchored her in the protective, loving arms of this man that she cares so much about. If we just stop and think logically, and the same thing is true with children. If you have a child who's screaming, yelling, carrying on, throwing themselves on the floor in the store, you go to the child, you pick them up without any anger, without any intention of, you know, I'm going to try to control you, and you put your arms around them, and you don't say anything. We all know what the most basic needs are, and the simplest way that we can show each other what love feels like and looks like is to say, what does it look like for you? What works for you? I know that hugs are universal. There isn't a woman alive who might be having a fight with a man when he turns around and puts his arms around her and holds her and anchors her and doesn't say anything, but just really sincerely from his heart is embracing her and comforting her. Wow, that is a powerful act of love. But you know what? Maybe he doesn't know that. Maybe men don't know. When in doubt, hug her. Maybe women don't know. You know, when in doubt, take a step back and stop trying to control him.
Right.
So one of the issues is what we understand about each other.
That's the whole show right there. I think that those two points, what to do for a woman, what to do for a man, I think we're done. I think we're done here, Dr. Donadio.
We're done. That's it.
So let me, you know, I'm really playing off of what you just said. How important is it to have a person that you're truly having this conversation with, whether it's good or bad, you've got to talk to them. When you're speaking to them, how important is it to look at them directly while you're speaking and respond to them with nods or smiles or gestures? I mean, how important is it to let that person know that you are truly listening and not to interrupt?
Changing Behavior has a chapter in it that talks about the neurology of eye contact. What we know about eye contact is that the eyes are an extension of the brain, and a part of the brain that is actually articulating with the emotions and the unconscious feelings. Do you ever wonder why, you know, the expression, you can look at somebody's eyes and you know everything about them?
Of course.
And that's because the neurology of our eyes, all the muscles around it, the iris, the shape of the eye, everything in the eye is a communication of the limbic system. And when we look at each other, we can be seen. We are actually opening ourselves up, and the other person knows that. But even more importantly, when we look in another person's eyes, it elevates this wonderful hormone called oxytocin. Oxytocin is the love hormone. So if I look at you and you look at me and we are not judging each other and we are being present and open and we're just exchanging a look, what's happening is we're communicating everything in the unconscious emotional realm. Why is it that often, you know, whether it's a movie or a television show, the big thing is the look, right? He looks at her, she looks at him, he looks at him, he looks at her, whatever. And the important thing is when we look into each other's eyes, that allows us to say, I'm here, I'm open, you can see me, I let you see me.
Right,
and you're going to know who I am and how I feel.
Right. You've been listening to Transforming Health with Brad King. My guest today is Dr. Georgiana Donadio. The book is Changing Behavior. Now, here's a book that provides readers with tools to enhance all areas of relationships in your life by using really simple communication techniques. And it's scientifically based, it's proven, and it's going to provide you with the knowledge and exactly what you need to create these lasting changes and create a whole new level of
intimacy and fulfillment in your life. We're going to be right back for the final segment of Transforming Health, and we will discuss children here because this is very important. How many couples, number one, have children because they think it's going to bring their relationship to a higher level, even though things aren't going that great to begin with, or everything's great and they have children, and then all of a sudden their relationship falls apart. What's going on there? What can we do to create the best environment possible? We'll be right back.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner. Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hey everyone, welcome back, and as we promised, we will be talking about things like children and what to do to bring your relationship to a new level, to a healthier level, if you're thinking about having children or if you already have children. You know, it's a fact, lack of effective communication is a leading cause of divorce, and the breakdown of relationships between parents and children, as well as between employees and their employers. You know, there's no doubt that communication in all types of relationships can make or break them, but changing how we relate to one another is easier said than done, and this is because of inherited or past communication patterns that can quickly lead to hurt feelings or emotional disconnection. What's more, most people don't have the knowledge, the skills, or the time to invest in changing how they behave. Well, that all changes today because of our guest. Please welcome back the best-selling author of Changing Behavior, Immediately Transform Your Relationships with Easy-to-Learn, Proven Communication Skills. Dr. Georgiana DiNatio is with us. So, Dr. DiNatio, I know you are chomping at the bit to get to this subject because you know how many people it's helped in your own practice and through your book. And here's the thing. We all know people, number one, that are in, let's just call it a dysfunctional relationship. Things aren't going well. People feel disconnected. And then all of a sudden, they have a child. They figure, hey, I'm going to have a child because that will bring us to a new level. That will make us more intimate. We have this person that we've created together, and it doesn't. It sometimes even makes things worse. And then you have the people that they're in a loving relationship. Everything's going absolutely fantastic. They have a child, and all of a sudden their relationship starts to fray. Help us out.
Okay. First of all, let me just say that having a child is probably the worst thing you can do for a bad relationship, okay?
Gotcha.
Why? What is this thing about having children? First of all, I have three children, so I'd like to just share that with the audience. The biggest mistake, even in functional relationships that we make, is we put our children first. We are now living in a culture, the cult of the child. Everything is about the child. In United States especially, children are the focus of everything. They're almost idealized, and the family revolves around the child. This is completely wrong. In order to give our children healthy, happy, secure childhoods, we have to put the mom and the dad's relationship as number one. Ladies, if you're listening and you have a tough marriage or you're having a hard time or you're disconnected from your husband, first of all, you got to rearrange your priorities. The kids are important, absolutely, but they're not more important than the relationship between you and your husband, because they look to that relationship for their security, for their roots. You know, give your children roots and wings. If you want to give them roots and wings, you have to be happy. You have to be in a good relationship, because they're going to learn with their eyes and their ears. They're going to learn all the dysfunction that's going on. They're going to pick up all the unhappiness, all the conflict. So you have to be happy. You have to come first as a couple. That's rule number one. And number two, when you get married and you have a baby, instead of it just being you and him, it's now you and your mother and father, and him and his mother and father, and everybody's living in the same house. So what's happening is that your values, your beliefs, your worldview, and the same thing with him, you now have six people that are in this relationship. And when you throw in children, what happens is now you want to have your values and your beliefs and your worldview executed in how your children are raised. And so does your partner. So what becomes important about this is, number one, we have to realize that the couple is the center of the family. Whoever that couple is, they have to be the anchor for all of the joy and the love and the positive behavior in that family. And they also have to be willing to talk about their mother and father and how they were raised and look at the conflicts. Do you know that the old arranged marriages worked well because you had people from very similar upbringings and very similar values? And that's why arranged marriages actually worked so well.
Right.
Because you didn't have these diverse and sometimes conflicted backgrounds that were brought together. And when you realize that most of us confuse our attraction towards one another with what we think of love as, when you throw that in the mix, that can really be a monkey wrench. So we have to be very clear that the couple is the center, the children are the satellites, the couple has to work out and understand how to love one another, how to understand one another, what each other's values are, what each other's priorities and worldview is. That's when you have a functional marriage or a functional relationship. So we've got to get back to these basic things, and we've got to stop worshiping our children and putting them on the pedestal. We have to be strong as a unit and as a couple. That's really critical to being happy.
I couldn't agree with you more, and I think this is what we see over and over. I would actually go on a limb and say that the majority of couples are responsible for this, where you can have the most affectionate people, all of a sudden they start to have children, and you don't see any affection anymore in the relationship. They do not touch each other anymore. I've seen this time and time again, where everything, as you mentioned, is about the children, and you don't even see them holding hands, let alone ever kissing. How much of a problem is that?
It's a big enchilada, Brad, okay? That's why I'm saying to your listeners, if you're suffering in this situation, you know, a lot of people, they say before we got married, when we first got married, oh, we were so in love, we were so passionate, we were so affectionate. Well, to be frank with you, and I've raised three children, and I've nursed children, and I've, you know, given birth to children and had them sleep in my bed and do the whole thing. What we have to do is realize if you're not happy, if the mom is not happy, if the pop is not happy, those kids are not happy.
Right.
So we've got to get back to what are the needs of the mom? What are the needs of the dad? We need to be loved. We need affection. We need intimacy. And if your family unit is not allowing you to do that, you have to change it. And I know as a woman, that is a very easy thing to go down that slippery slope of putting your husband second and putting your children first. That is the number one biggest mistake that married women make.
Right.
And I would say if you're in that situation, try putting your children as a second priority and focus back on your partner, and you will see an amazing change in your relationship.
Okay, now we've only got a couple of minutes here, and I just want the listeners to walk away with something very simple that they could implement immediately. So I know you've got all these tips that you write about in changing behavior. Let's just talk about your top three tips for the listener so that they can begin to move towards a better means of communication? What would you want to share?
Number one, clear your mind. When you're sitting with your partner or your boss or your child or whoever you want to make a better relationship with, clear your mind. Stop thinking about the things. Be where you are when you're there. Don't think about the office. Don't think about the laundry. Think about what you are doing in that moment. Be with that person. Look at them. Tip number two, look in their eyes. Softly, without judgment, let yourself be present. Let yourself be available and vulnerable. Let them see who you are. And number three is listen. Don't just hear what they have to say. Listen to what they're saying to you. Take in the communication that they're trying to give you. Don't be thinking about what you're going to say next. Don't be thinking about, oh, well, you know, I really want to let them know that, by the way. Don't think about you. Think about, for that moment, I'm going to listen to what they have to say to me. And then, when I listen, I will then respond. These are the three critical things, and the worst is the interrupting, you know, where people are always, like, interrupting each other because they can't wait to get their thought out.
Right.
You want to clear your mind. You want to look at the other person. You want to listen, and you don't want to interrupt.
Got you. I love that. And if you're a man, hug. Hug, hug, hug. And if you're a woman, space. Give your man space. Dr. Georgiana Donadio has been my guest again. The book is Changing Behavior. Go out. Get this book. It is life-changing. It should be changing life, not really changing behavior. You change your behavior, you do change your life. Dr. Donadio, how can people get more information on your book and you?
They can download a free chapter of the book by going to changingbehavior.org. We are going to be, beginning in May, we're providing workshops, which have videos. I've done a lot of teaching at Harvard and at some of the hospitals and medical schools here in Boston. And these are lectures that are connected to the book. All the material in the book comes out of the work that we've done at the hospitals and the medical schools and the research we've done. So we've got videos, we've got teleconferences, we have books, we have all kinds of things. If people really want to take this to the next level, they can get trained or they can just do a workshop, and they can go to changingbehavior.org and find out all about it. And they can also find out about me if they want to. But the most important thing is to, I say, go get a free chapter. If you're a Kindle user, you can download it for free. Get as much information as you can. And if you're inclined to, it's a very inexpensive book. You can pick it up on Amazon and see if this book doesn't give you what you need to really transform
Definitely.
Your behavior.
Take some action.
And
Dr. Georgiana Donadio, thank you so much once again for being my guest. And I'll be contacting you off the air because there's some other projects I want to talk to you about and get you involved with, because you have so much to give and too many people that need your help out there. Thank you for what you do. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the show today. And we will be back next week, same place, same time, another incredible guest. Thanks very much. Go outside. Have yourself an incredible week.
Thank you for tuning in to Transforming Health with Brad King. Be sure to join us again next Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Looking forward to next week. Now, with your newfound energy, go out and make it work for you.